Starting soon, some bottles of the pain reliever Tylenol that are sold in the U.S. will carry red warning labels, alerting users to potentially fatal risks from taking too much of the drug. The maker of the drug, Johnson & Johnson, says new disclosure requirement comes amid mounting lawsuits and pressure from the federal government. The main ingredient in Tylenol, acetaminophen, is the nation's leading cause of liver failure. As part of a national protest, fast food workers, union members, and others demonstrated in front of Church's Chicken in Atlanta today. Protesters want to raise their wages to $15 an hour. Member station WABE, Michelle Worth has more.
Dozens of protesters shouted and held signs in front of the fast food restaurant. Church's cashier Tina McCoy says, after taxes, she makes a little more than $300 every 2 weeks. She says it's not enough to support her family.
I'm barely making it. I have to basically rob Peter to pay Paul. I'm going without, in one instance, to be able to have a roof over my head.
For its part, the National Restaurant Association says it welcomes a national discussion on wages, but it should be based on facts. The group says only 5% of restaurant employees make minimum wage, and they mostly work part-time and half are teenagers. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Worth in Atlanta.